Welcome. This is Evan Center of Center Counseling, back for another teen tidbit. A couple weeks ago, I got to hear psychiatrist Dan Siegel speak at a conference I attended. He is the author of the most influential book I read in grad school, The Developing Mind. But one of the beefs I've had with that book is that it didn't address at all the brain development that happens during adolescence. Now he has a new book out, all about the adolescent mind, and that's what he spoke on. Today, I'll share with you some insights that he articulated so well in his talk and that he also addresses in his new book, Brainstorm. One of the things that I keep in mind when interacting with teens is that their brain is in a very different place than an adult brain. It's not that it's an immature version of the adult brain, it's actually that it is really just quite different. But Dan Siegel points out that we can all learn something from the teenage brain about how to live a better, fuller, happier life. I had never thought about it that way, and I doubt most parents try to be more adolescent in their thinking. Siegel breaks the essential aspects of the adolescent mind into four components. He says that adolescents are oriented due to brain development to be novelty-seeking. They're driven to experience new things. There are both positives and negatives to this drive, but really, I'm going to talk about how this applies to the brain of you, the parent, today. Teens also seek social engagement. They're more oriented toward their peers and are driven to spend more time with friends than family than when they were younger. Teens experience increased emotional intensity during adolescence. This gives them increased vitality, but it can mean moodiness, tears, hysterics on either end of the spectrum. Teens are also really creative. They start thinking about big picture issues. They think outside the box. They examine the meaning of their life, who they are, and sometimes even look at larger world concepts. These things epitomize adolescent development, but they also drive parents and teachers and other adults in the lives of teens crazy sometimes. We want them to grow up, calm down, be more rational, focus on their schoolwork, not be so focused on friends, chill out on the philosophizing, and not get pulled off track in their personal identity development by unsavory peers. But what if we looked at it differently? Each of those characteristics has a positive, as I mentioned, and as adults in the lives of teens, what if we could not only focus on and cultivate the positives with our teens, what if we could bring more of those features into our own lives? What if we, as adults, found ways to break out of our routine and seek novelty, mix things up, try something new, step out of our comfort zone, not worry about being efficient all the time? What if when our teens annoy us by wanting to spend so much time with their friends, we ask ourselves if we are carving out enough time to spend with our own friends, peers, or partners? What if we were to open ourselves up to the emotions that can come up when we open our eyes to the astounding beauty in everyday life, or to the heartbreak of newscasts? What if we took time to step out of our daily get-it-done routine to look at bigger picture world issues, to look deep into ourselves, and to examine who we are and who we desire to be, the nature of our relationships, and how we can shift them to be even better? Siegel suggests that if adults were to adopt these practices, we'd not only understand and connect with teens better, we'd nourish our brain growth throughout our lifespan. Yes, adolescence is a rapid time of brain development, and they can't even help it. But our brains continue to grow and evolve throughout adulthood, And we can, as adults, purposefully cultivate these characteristics in order to increase vitality in our own lives. This week, consider ways you can find more novelty and creativity in your life while making sure you have time for meaningful social engagement. And allow yourself to touch those emotions that may be inconvenient, but can also reignite the spark in your life. That's all for today's Teen Tidbit. I welcome your thoughts and comments below. This was Evan Center of Center Counseling. Take care.